post show for the Hijinx Sue podcast, episode 60. Still being joined by the packing sounds of Eli and the
cat just bit me.
Hiccuping sounds of Josh.
Hey, what's up, sluts?
You still have hiccups?
Yeah, I think they're gone now.
You don't get rid of that? Wine.
Wait, what?
Wine doesn't become alcohol until you leave it out for a while.
What?
Does vodka go bad if you don't?
Vodka goes bad once you open it. So you
gotta drink the whole bottle. That's right.
Right, right.
Which Josh did that last week. So
yeah, it's actually, I still have a half of the other bottle left. Maybe I should have been drinking that this week. Shit.
So tomorrow, this is the post show, but it's gonna come out after tomorrow happens. But tomorrow, which is gonna be in the past, so I'm time traveling now. I bet he has time travel powers. He just wiggles his nose. That's what he did. He used it too many times and it fell out.
And it shrivels with every use, right?
Yeah. So it's like Spawn.
Yeah.
Like Spawn's powers.
I thought it was more like the Red October.
One ping only.
His listen. Nose. It was aerodynamic.
One
so
nose only, Pasilli. Listen, tomorrow we're going to do Shitty Movie Life broadcast. Eli, you're bringing the movies.
Yeah.
Correct. What did you prepare for us?
We're going to watch. Actually, you guys talk for just a minute. I'm going to go. I have to go get them.
I can't answer that question, though, because I don't know the answer.
Just talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet he actually packed that shit up in a box already?
It's probably already packed with a cat in a box.
Right.
There was a cat taking a shit in the cat box. He picks up the whole thing, puts it in another box, and just tapes it shut.
Just tapes it down.
I'm so tired. Oh, beans. He's like,
right. He lights a match and drops it in the box and just tapes over it.
Yeah, just
wait,
know.
wait. For the smell or to burn out all the oxygen?
Take your pick.
Which one?
Yeah, so just so you know, I'm listening to all this on my big speakers. So I heard that whole thing.
Oh.
So
is that experiment called Schrodinger's Gatto?
Right. All right, so for filler in between time as we're waiting for food or whatever, I have all the fan footage.
So y'all are going to get there or the party starts at 7, but I'm not going to start broadcasting until 8. So we do need something to play.
Well, I have all the fan footage, like,
okay,
including
is there
the
a new one?
Well, there's the third one, which is, I think, a little bit different than the one you got. Because I remember, this is the one that I saw. We went to the performance here in Dallas. And there was stuff on here that I don't remember seeing with you two. So, but there is that. Okay. I have one here. It's a HD DVD, actually, called Ultimate Force.
I won't have any way to play that.
I think it's a DVD combo. So, but it was
Ultimate
Force. I got this at Half Price Books. I don't know. Some dude's getting kicked in the face on the cover, so it looks pretty good. Ultimate Force is Universal Soldier meets Bourne Supremacy.
You need to pre-screen that before we try to watch that.
Well, whatever.
Remember that one we watched last time, like Ultimate Karate Champion, that was so quiet you couldn't hear it.
How about the one that we watched that was called, they call her One Eye.
Yeah, there's that one too.
Yeah.
So
that was a classic.
Hey, I've got one, by the way. I recorded a sci-fi movie, if we run out. I recorded a sci-fi movie a couple weeks ago called Pterodactyl.
Oh, yeah. I think I may have seen it. It's pretty good.
It's just, just on name alone.
Pterodactyl. Oh, yeah, yeah. I also have, what is this?
Because you could play a drinking game. Is how many times does someone get picked up by the pterodactyl and then like dropped?
Sure. I get this. I got this one. That's called Cat.
Wow.
Cat and Nine Tails.
Who?
Wait.
Cat,
whatever happened?
Porn.
Whatever happened to the shark versus?
Hang
giant
on, I'm getting to
whatever.
It. Jesus, man, calm the fuck down.
That's like the fucking headline.
So yeah, it is. That's why it goes last.
Yeah, but nobody gives a shit about the opening acts.
This one's called Cat O-Nine Tails.
That's porn.
It's directed by Dario Argento, which is that dude's fucked up. Yeah. I have Rico the Mean Machine.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, which is I showed you this one. It was I got this at Frightmare weekend, and then the two headliners. This is like when I went to go see Weezer, and Jimmy Eat World and Tenacious D opened for Weezer. So this, right. These are the two headliners. Right. One of them is called
at that same show.
One of them is called The Room.
I've heard really, really good bad stuff about that one.
Yeah, theroommovie.com.
Matter of fact, a bunch of the webcomic people that I met in Massachusetts have a shitty movie night every week, and one of the fancy bastards, Dish Liquid, is like in charge of it or something, and they watched that recently, and apparently it left everybody like vomiting into their pants.
Yeah.
They needed Shyamalans to clean up afterwards.
I heard really good things about this from one of the coworkers that I work with now, because he just graduated from arts or from film school.
From shitty movie school.
Yeah, and he was like, "Oh man," he's like, "You'll appreciate this." He's like, "Go look it up, watch the trailer." I watched it. And I was like, "I'm getting this."
Okay.
Because just the green screen moments alone look fantastic.
That's a definite. What is it? Do you even care? Do you even know what it's about? Because I don't really care.
Well, it's kind of funny because he told me that this guy was totally being serious when he was making this movie, and then when he realized it was shitty, they repackaged the whole thing. But
is this the one you were trying to tell us about where you gave the worst premise ever? We're like, it's about his life, but then it's not, but then it is.
Yeah. Okay. So
your description of that was awful. But
well,
I've,
whatever.
I've
it's not
heard.
My job to describe movies. It's just my job to bring them.
Okay. You got to wet our taste buds, though. You got to get us interested.
Well, whatever. You're going to eat what I bring. So the back of this says The Room is an electrifying American black comedy about love, passion, betrayal, and lies.
But it's supposed to be a horror movie, and then they tried to make it a comedy.
It's what happens in real life. That's it. You could be with your loving woman, and all of a sudden, boom, she's in bed with your best friend or a family member.
You kill her?
What?
The Room depicts the depths of friendship relationship in one's life and realizes real life's real and most asked question. Can you ever really trust anyone? Are you ready to see reflections of your life? That sounds
like I
wrote
that. Want
to
see it anymore. Only the fact that other people have told me it's worth watching. That makes me not want to see it.
Yeah. That sounds like I wrote the back. I don't know.
Yeah, that does sound like your description from earlier. That's horrible.
And then the main event will be Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
Mega Shark!
Starring Deborah Gibson and Lorenzo Lamas.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Debbie Gibson's in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, is Tiffany also in it?
Maybe. Surprise. She's like the voice of the shark. Maybe.
She does. No. Correction. She's the singing voice of the shark.
Yeah.
It's called the musical numbers.
But yeah. Warning. Contains scenes of creature violence and some language.
Some language. And some language. I couldn't tell which.
It's a shark.
Warning. Contains occasional words interspersed with shark fighting giant octopus.
Yeah, beware.
Warning, contains Lorenzo Lamas. Graphic Lorenzo Lamas shots.
Watch at your own discretion.
I am actually pretty excited. I mean, we're probably only going to have time for those two, but we can play something from 7 to 8, and then
we'll
broadcast those.
I got the found footage stuff.
Yeah, we'll broadcast those, and then and that'll be the end of it. And, yeah. Have you invited anybody else to this? Because I told you to tell me who you're going to invite, and then you told me that people are just being invited now.
Yeah, I do that.
But you didn't tell me.
No. Just Stacy was the only person who texted me earlier this week. I don't know. I don't know how she found out. Like,
probably from the website.
I told her. Oh yeah.
No, I mean, I don't mind if she comes. I'm just saying I need to know because I got to buy food.
Well, yeah, I didn't think about that.
That's why I didn't invite that many people. Because our house is. Well, I mean, our house is pretty big, but the living room doesn't accommodate a huge ton of people. But that and food. I gotta get, like, you know, 4 or 5 pizzas or something now.
No, whatever. You know, I thought you were just going to make hot dogs or something.
No, because, see, we tried that last time, and then someone's got to stay out there with the food the whole time.
Well, no, I thought you were just going to, like, put them in the microwave or something.
That's shitty.
Classy. Well,
Yeah, that's. I forgot Josh was here.
Yeah, I'm not really paying attention anymore.
What are you doing now?
I'm just reading shit on the internet.
I'm just reading porn.
Porn. Maybe.
He's reading ASCII porn, but he's actually reading the characters because that's hot. He's
right.
Like, one, ampersand, at sign, two, two, one, one, one.
Forward two, slash, two. pipe. Comma.
If there's another comma, I'm going to fucking jizz my pants. Oh, God, there was.
Oh, God, I'm so close. Please. Carriage return. Oh, God.
I need a sham off.
Oh, God.
Billy Mays here for Sham On, the ultimate cum rag.
Oh, God, it's so
we fired cum at this pair of pants at 200 miles an hour. Now look
the
at
only
it
cum rag
Sham
that
On.
Turns white with use. Like,
wow. So you know where not to use? Look.
I don't know.
Damn.
It's black when you get it, but not for long.
I was watching something on TV.
It's like a chia pet. You're supposed to grow it yourself.
It's a cum rag. So it everywhere that you spooge like grows a baby.
Well, no, because you know his skin get all splotchy for a while.
The sham on cum rag is fertilized with human female eggs. Make your own baby farm. It's never been easier. Is it like that tomato thing that you hang upside down, but babies grow out of it? That's gross.
Like tomato babies?
Tomato, Attack of the Killer Tomato Babies.
The Killer Tomato Babies.
I was watching something on TLC, and then it goes off, and it's like, next on Paint Misbehavin'. And I'm like, what the fuck? What? Paint Misbehavin'? What the fuck? So it's apparently a paint crew, like people that paint for a living, blowing shit up. Like,
what?
That's the premise of the show. We're painters.
That doesn't make sense.
We do extreme paint jobs, and then there's also explosions. That's all I could tell from the trailer. They were going to paint a wall with fireproof paint and then blow it up.
So how was it?
I didn't watch it.
Bullshit.
I think everything was in the trailer. I mean, I'm pretty sure that was the extent of it. Though they did show that they were going to try and make a completely undetectable cop car that had thermo-activated paint so that the car is black until they run heat through the doors and then the white shows up and spells out, like, police or whatever. It was really bizarre. And they blew shit up.
Are we talking about John 8 or Kate or...
It was
plus
a spinoff of John and Kate Plus Eight. After the divorce, he goes on to paint Misbehavin'.
Wow.
And four of the kids go with him.
Okay, so like the only I don't
now it's called John and Kate Plus Paint.
Right. I don't condone that show and I don't want to talk too much about it because I don't want to give them any attention. But did you see the Conan O'Brien skit about
I haven't been watching it, so no.
Oh, God, I've been watching it every night. He had a bit on where he was talking about, like, there's a big announcement, and everybody thinks it's divorce, but here's, like, the trailer that we actually were able to sneak before anybody saw it. And I guess there actually was a trailer about, like, leading up to the divorce episode or whatever. So they actually, I guess they're showing real clips from the real trailer, and then they show, like, a van pull up to a curb, and then it pulls away, and there's three kids sitting there, and it's, like, John and Kate plus five. And the van just drives away, and there's three children on the corner just sitting there and crying. And
the best
I was like,
one,
wow.
The best one ever was on when they first started, like, really fighting a lot, was on The Soup, when Joel McHale called it John minus nine.
Nice.
Oh, shit, speaking of. So, fucking E, man. I go, right before the show, I turn on the TiVo, and I'm like, oh good, The Soup recorded, let's turn it on. And it's called The Soup. And I click on it, and it's like, hey, Joel McHale's on vacation this week, so no soup, but instead, enjoy this episode of Web Soup from G4. It's like The Soup, but for the internet. And it's like G4's version of Tosh.0 called Web Soup. It's got Chris Hardwick. I don't know. It just, if you had to pick a web make fun of show, I'd go with Tosh because that was not funny. It really, I don't know. I felt duped. Maybe it's because I got tricked that I had no taste for it.
Well, I've continued to watch Tosh and I've continued to laugh, so. there's that.
This was forced. It was really trying, like really, really hard to look and sound and be just like the soup. And I don't know. It could get better, but there's something not great about making fun of web clips, I think, because if it's good enough, I've already seen it. Like, if it's super funny, then I've already seen it on the internet.
Right. And, well, because Tosh still has the web redemption, which is going, like, way above and beyond.
Yeah, you've got to add something to make making fun of the internet funny. If you can't really bring something extra to the table, then you just shouldn't probably bother. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got tricked. I got fucking fooled. I got swindled. Hoodwinked.
Bamboozled.
I didn't appreciate it.
Billy Mays here.
Oh, the bamboozle.
The perfect accessory for your shaman.
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 Was that a donkey?
God damn, that was pretty aggressive. Wow. Shaman.
Oh no, it's time for Michael Jackson robot to go to bed. Powering down the shaman. Like, Michael, can we please go back to our parents? Like, Timmy, I can feel my mind slipping, Timmy. Yeah, that's great. Michael, please let me go. I remember my creator, Joe Jackson. He taught me a song. Would you like to hear it? Jimmo!
And who's saying all this? The Elephant Man? Please let me go
bubbles.
Home.
Bubbles.
I got an elephant face. Face for an elephant.
Instead of a regular face, I have a crazy elephant for a face. Now give me some candy. Oh my god. I could spend so much time. Why was I not thinking about Michael Jackson before today? I guess something happened.
Michael Jackson died and threw you off?
What happened? Really?
You didn't hear about that?
How'd he die?
Oh, no, totally. Like, I think he, like,
was it a
fell
Ferris
under
wheel
a train or something.
Was it a Ferris wheel accident?
No. His, like, Hogwarts Express he's got in his backyard ran him over.
Every single day he gets on it, he's like, I can't wait to go back to Hogwarts. I miss Ron and Hermione and Hagrid. And, oh, look. It's my magical owl friend.
And David Blaine.
David Blaine's,
he's like the magician
and
at play.
But now my train has come for a stop here on the platform of 9 3/4 is the perfect age.
And then he had a heart attack.
And all this is happening while he's in his bathtub. His servants.
It's all in his mind.
His servants are just standing around like, oh, God. Oh, man. Yesterday was bad. Today is bad. The doctor shows up with the morphine, and they're like, listen, I will give you $100 if you give him a double dose. $100?
Bro, yeah. I'll save you the $100 and do it for free.
I'm sick of this shit. I could be selling drugs to kids.
Tired of having to explain the Elephant Man.
Hedwig, my magical owl friend. Let's go to the Hogwarts Express.
Come on, David Blaine, let's go.
It's a rat named Ben.
Name what?
Oh my god. Ben, the rat that he wrote that song about.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm done.
David Blaine and Ronald McDonald.
You better have enough material for the comic on Monday.
And Wendy from Wendy's, and all my friends are going back to Hogwarts for another year of magic.
And the Colonel from KFC.
And Long John Silver, the pirate captain. He's flying the train. It's a flying train.
And the Papa from Papa John's. He's a nice dad.
He's a wise old wizard, Papa John.
He was always a better dad to me than my own dad.
He lives in a crazy dream world of magic, Harry Potter, and restaurateurs.
I love you, Captain Crunch.
Now sail our boat away, Captain.
I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Magical Cocoa Puffs. Count Chocula.
This is so just delirious at this
Meta,
point.
Meta Moody's going to have to fight Count Chocula this year.
I guess I'll call my friend Mr. T from Mr. T cereal.
And from what? The short and from the short-lived Batman cereal from 1989, it's Batman. Look at him.
Oh God, I hate you.
Oh,
he's magical, trying to eat me.
Why you want to rape me?
Magical Crunch Berries. It's my best friends from Hufflepuff, Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Michael, I hate you.
Michael, you're seriously, you're talking into a mirror, Michael. Please come down. You're hanging
it's
from a
magical
chandelier.
World of Wonder. Oh.
My God, he's so fucking delusional. Get the kids out of the house. Just get them out of the house. I don't care. Take them anywhere. Take them to a bus stop. Anywhere is better than this.
It's just not safe here anymore.
No, the kids have to come to Hogwarts to learn to be wizards. Oh, it's magical cereal. Rice Krispie Treats. And the Mountain Charlie.
Oh my God. I will never be able to watch that fucking Flash video ever again now.
Until only think 60 episodes ago, you had no idea what the fuck that was.
Charlie!
Oh my God. Michael, come play with us, Michael. Maybe that's what did it to him. He saw that and he's like, yes! Unicorn blood!
I'm getting a splinter!
I have to drink unicorn blood to stay young! Oh, Voldemort's in the back of my head! He's telling me to do bad things! I have to wear a mask!
Oh, God.
Oh, that hurt. That really hurt.
He tells me to dangle my babies.
He is a baby dangler. No, not anymore. Those babies are safe now.
Dangly parts.
Oh my God.
Do you want the nose on or off?
Too bad.
Wow, there really are. There really could be some Harry Potter like similarities. Like maybe there's one kid that got away. And like the whole Neverland world knows about the boy that lived or whatever.
And he's got a scar. He's
like, but why? But
on his
why,
taint?
Yeah, he's got a scar on his penis. He has a lightning bolt shaped scar where Michael Jackson wasn't able to rape him.
Yeah, like he just missed. And it
backfired and blew his dick off.
And it like causes him great pain anytime that Michael's around.
Think about
it.
It
just starts throbbing.
Think about it. That's what happened. The reason he looks so different is because he's slowly reforming his body and it looks more like a snake now.
Oh my God. I always knew he was a Slytherin.
Oh, Michael Jackson, Harry Potter, and cereal. What?
It's from Annie, You're Okay. It's the...
Oh, right.
Annie,
are you okay? Are you okay,
Annie?
You've been raped by... Smooth criminal. Godspeed, you smooth criminal. Ow!
Did you see that comic that I linked on Twitter?
Yes.
Oh, that was so good. Yes. I can't say that out loud.
It looked like his heart couldn't beat it. Yeah! I wish I could cue that sound up whenever I wanted to, like just in my everyday life.
Right.
Like I just had a huge button apparatus. That's all it did was play that one sound. Yeah.
Isn't that Eli's job?
I don't know. I told him to get some software that let him patch his soundboard back through his Skype, but he hasn't done it yet. Like he's got other shit to do.
I was eating these beans.
They're
baked.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah, I was done like 12 minutes ago.
That was the post show.
All right, yeah, let's cut this one.
All right, so is everyone going to be here tomorrow?
Nope.
No, probably not.
Nah. I'll be lucky if I remember.
Okay, what time are we not supposed to be there?
7.
Okay.
I mean, 6.
Okay.
What can I say to you to make you make you get there at 7? If I say 4:30, will you be there at 7?
I'll be there at noon.
Yeah. You get here as soon as possible. You should probably leave now.
Let me start getting dressed. I'll go hop in the shower.
I'm unhitting record.